This is Kentucky, the town of hazard, and I'm living with my lady love, the lily white Olivia. Oh, I say, Olivia, I won't do for mining. I'm gonna take the railroad to the southern tip of Mexico. Now, little girl, you dry your eye and keep it on our mother mountain. From there I will come home to you, and I promise that I will be true. I'll say, in my Kentucky, the town of hazard, lives a lady, and I love her all. So it doesn't matter what they may gotta say to me. My home they'll never be. This is a rail yard downtown Chicago, and I've been working on the rail cars days, sleeping in the boardhouse nights. Oh, I dream, Olivia, of you dressed in ermine, stepping off the luxury line. So I'm telling every friend of mine, in my Kentucky, the town of hazard, lives a lily dove, and I'm the one she's thinking of all. So it doesn't matter if I got things I gotta do, to me she'll always be true. This is a highway through Minnesota, and I'm a following the heartland snow through the corner of Oklahoma. Oh, I know, Olivia, that I'll find my treasure buried in these southern hills, and I know I gotta have my fill. As for my Kentucky, well, I had to pass her. I know she'll understand why I had to keep going. I won't pay no matter, there's a thing that gotta be. Home awaiting always is she. This is a fireside called Dark Alaska, and I've been searching from the Iowa plains to the forests of the Pennsylvania for something, Olivia, I can't quite remember. I've been alone so long, I can't recall my home, Kentucky, old town of hazard. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do to get me back home to you. From the dawn until the day be done. Oh, I heard, Olivia, your body buried, and now I'm riding me a riverboat back to the banks of my hazard home. And then I'm gonna cry my eye for the daughter of the mountain. May our mother make a use of my tears. May she find me fit to bury here in my Kentucky, the town of Hazard. I knew that I'd return one day, but not that I'd find my treasure this way. But what does it matter? I am old now, and my lily love golden is gone.
Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. Oh, Olivia. My gold, Olivia.
And that was My Kentucky off of the CD Earth Hero, Kamari Thomas on WCOM LP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. You are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. I am your host, Louise, and you can support community radio by underwriting the show, in fact, or you can by going to WCOM LP. WCOMFM.org and clicking on the Donate Now button. And for just $10 a month, you could underwrite this show. It's a non-profit community radio, so it would be a tax-deductible way of underwriting and promoting your own business. So check it out. And even if you don't want to underwrite for $10 a month, think about making a tax-deductible donation to WCOM. It's the end of the year, and it's a nice time to support community radio and local artists and local music. And I've got a local artist in the studio with me today, Luis Del Rio. Let me see if mic two is working. Let's try.
Hello.
Yes, it works. Is, huh? It does. It works. Hola, yeah. Bienvenido otra vez, Luis.
Muchas gracias.
Qué bien que has venido y me trajiste un CD, tu primer CD, y también otra.
Yeah. Are we going to do this in Spanish and English?
Whatever we want to do.
Okay.
It's our hour, so okay. We can talk in Chinese if you want to. But I thought
I
since...
I don't know
since
that language, but we can make it bilingual.
bilingual. But I know that... you might have some friends that maybe later on would be listening to the podcast.
Yes, yes.
So
let's do it bilingual.
Okay. Entonces, ¿qué quieres?
La primera canción, si quieres.
Sí, la primera canción. Sí, what's your name, Clementina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dime de esta canción.
That's from my first album, de mi primer álbum.
Not Mine.
Yeah, it's called Not Mine.
¿Y el arte acá?
Sí, el arte lo hice yo, el arte de tapa. I did all the artwork. And
because you are a musical artist, but then also you are a visual artist.
Correct.
And so you've done the artwork for your
Yes,
own.
It's acrylic, wire, wood, mainly.
Yeah. I've seen your stuff. I remember you were at one of these art fairs somewhere, and I remember seeing your. It's really cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but they're not guitar strings.
No, okay. That could be. I've been thinking about it. But
okay,
they're too thin. They're
too
thin.
They do not want to be managed.
You know what they're good for? Pottery brushes.
Huh?
You can make brushes and stuff. You know, you can use it to cut the clay.
Oh.
I do pottery too. So
you do.
So that would be for the guitar strings.
Oh, okay. There you go. And. There you go. There's a recycling tip for all you musicians.
Yes, tips for pottery artists too.
That's right. Get together with your pottery artists, right. and you can recycle your strings and give them free materials. All right. Well, so let's go ahead and check out what's your name? Clementina? Is there really? alguien que se llama Clementina. ¿Hay alguien?
I bet there are. There is.
But was she a real person?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes, he says, no more. All right, well, let's hear the song then. What's your name, Clementina? And this is off the Luis's Del Rio's first album, Not Mine, on WCOM.
What's your name, Firefly? What's your name, Clementina? What's your name, Spark of Rose? What's your name, Aphrodite? What's your name when you dream? What's your name without fear? What's your name when you grieve? What's your name, Paloma Mia? What's your name when you say there's nothing more delicious than this life? What's your name, wild kite? What's your name, golondrina? What's your name, moon on the rise? What's your name, bailarina? What's your name, ghost of diamonds? What's your name, burst of tears? If I chase you, will you see me? If I wait, will you appear? What's your name in the dark when you're all alone? And what's your name when the gods can't take it no more? What's your name? Look around. What's your name? You may have dropped it in this lonely and bitter town, where all diamonds have been broken. If you find it, will you tell me if you saw it lay next to mine? What's your name, Firefly? What's your name, Clementina? What's your name when you dream? What's your name, Paloma Mia?
What's your name, Luis Del Rio, on WCOM? And guess what? I've got Luis in the studio, live with me today. Woohoo! Very nice, very nice.
Pleasure to be here.
Beautifully done CD, and we were talking earlier about the bilingual part of you, and that definitely continues in through the CD. It's completely
bilingual.
Yeah.
All the lyrics are translated. Mm-hmm. Be it if there are songs in Spanish, they'll be translated in English, and vice versa. And everything there is bilingual.
And you recorded it down in Argentina.
Correct, except some drums I did here with Todd Proctor in Raleigh.
Okay.
But
okay.
Other than that, everything.
And so it's just definitely an expression of you then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this was your first one, and you've brought in a new one that looks like it's in the works, because it says
exactly.
Demo.
They are demos, yes.
But there are a lot of them on this CD, so you're kind of getting close to...
Yeah, I'm traveling to Argentina at the end of this month. I'm going to be there for 2 months, and my hope is to finish everything there. So I have the demos.
And you've been recording it in Argentina?
In Argentina,
in the
same
studio. Okay,
so
okay.
Keep on that.
Okay, all right. So
loyal to that. Gustavo Arch.
Well, and if it works, if it works, like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's sort of natural. It's organic for me.
Yeah.
Very organic.
Uh-huh.
Although there are people that participate from here, like, you know, Jennifer Curtis, the violinist.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, there's people here. Maybe Todd will do it again. I mean, it's kind of a mix.
Okay. All right. So you find a way to combine what you do there and what you do here then.
Right. It's sort of an expression of myself, you know, and try to be as authentic as I can. And I am a mix of both worlds. So I'm not repressing any of that.
Right. And so does that mean you'll also be doing the artwork again for the cover? Are you?
I don't know if this one. I think I might want... definitely I'll do it, but no, I don't know if it's going to have the same materials. I don't know. I'm thinking.
You haven't even thought about it then. You don't have
a decider. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Because this is it's different. I know.
Do you have an album name?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So
what?
I tell you.
Okay.
It's going to be called Del Rio.
Del Rio. Which?
Which
means.
Right.
Yes. And also,
El
just
Rio.
Happens to be. Yeah.
Yes. So it works both ways, you know, the river and my name.
Uh-huh.
And the first one was not mine. It was more like, this happened to me. I'm doing music now, you know, like not mine. I don't know where it's coming from. And this second is like, hey, here I am. I'm owning it.
Okay.
So it's Del Rio.
Oh, so it's very intentionally then.
It's very intentional.
But then is there a song that you have made about the river also?
There's one song that has to do a lot with the river. And the whole album will have some of that. There's more than one
water
element there. But there's one specifically that is just about the river.
Okay,
and the lyrics are from Federico García Lorca, poeta español. And so I put the music to it. And so it just came so naturally.
How nice. Okay, fun. So you've been having fun with some writers then? Because you mentioned another writer when we were off the air.
Oh, yes, Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
He wrote a poem for me. No,
titled Del Rio.
No, I'm fascinated by his writing since I was, you know, a teenage kid.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to Baltimore, like 2-3 years ago, all I wanted to see is go to see his burial.
Okay.
And I was surprised because I found that all around it, there were pennies. And he was like, what is this? You know? So there's a story behind it, which is that after he was found in an anonymous site, you know, 50 years later, nobody knew where his body was.
Oh.
So he was found
there.
Oh, wait,
hold on. I don't think I know this story. How do I not know this?
All right. I'll tell you then.
All right. So educate me, Luis. I feel bad.
He's found there 50 years later. And so school children, and other people, but school children mainly, started a campaign, you know, to collect money.
Uh-huh.
And so were pennies for Poe.
Ah.
And it's just so beautiful. I came back in the bus. I took the bus just writing the song, you know, Pennies for Poe. And they're mixed in that. There's, how beautiful is that? Children rescuing this dark poet.
Right,
because
he wasn't really for children.
Well, the children loved him at his time. He was like entertainment.
Right,
so,
right.
When I think children, I'm not thinking nine, you know, like.
Right, you're thinking young people.
Young middle adults. Schoolers,
yeah,
you know.
Young adults.
So, he was.
Who start to like a little dark, yeah.
And he was saying his poems. He was a theatrical thing. So the Raven, he was just sort of famous, and he would just say it live. Anyway, so there's a song about it, and there's another piece to it that he wrote a poem. I mean, to make this song, it's called A Dream Within a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. And the context of it is, like, he has lost another of his lovers, wives, because he's like, he lost too many, you know.
Yeah, right, and which is why he was so sad and depressed.
Yes,
yeah,
so he is writing from there, and he's, you know, by the shore. And so the song that I brought you starts with a part of that poem, and I'm just saying it, and then I go into a song.
Oh, okay, well, let's hear it then. So what's it called?
A Penny for Poe.
A Penny for Poe. Okay. And this is on the upcoming CD, Del Rio. But does it have a release date yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Okay. As soon as possible.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear on WCOM. So this is exclusive premiere, right?
Exactly.
Happening right now.
Primicia mundial.
Mundial. Mejor todavía. Entonces, ahora, yeah. Luis Del Rio, A Penny for Poe.
I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sun. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, Oh God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? Oh God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
Luis Del Rio, we were just talking about how maybe even a chorus might be.
Yeah.
So really, it is in the demo stage. You're sitting there like, oh, as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking that in this part.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm thinking it would be great to have a chorus of children at some point.
I think that's a great idea.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On that song.
I like it.
It fits.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, especially because that's going back to the connection of who started placing the pennies. Right. I'm sure everyone now is placing pennies, probably making a wish. It's probably like turned into something else, you know. Yeah, very cool, very cool, very cool. Then you're thinking that you're going to have the album finished this year?
Yes.
Is it your project for 2016 then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Because it sounds pretty finished.
Right. It's getting close. You know how things these things are. You project something and
it always
then
takes twice as long, four times as long. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh my stars. Yes, it can take a long time to finish a CD. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a big project. So.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, my plan was to finish it now in December, but now it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm even going out for 2 months to Argentina to make sure. Now, instead of a month, I usually go tops a month.
Oh, okay.
So now it's like, I'm going 2 months just to make sure.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to go now anyway when winter is coming here? Isn't it better to go?
Yeah,
right?
But I can't just, you know, and prices of your plane tickets if decide to go.
So
some planning. I have a daughter, 14-year-old. I have a job. You know, so it's not like
that
I
whole
just.
Life thing,
right, I'm
right?
not like 19
it gets in the way
or something.
Of
my mom
right,
and
right.
dad are supporting
me. Whatever.
Like,
yeah.
No.
Right.
It looks like that sometimes from the outside, I think.
Well,
for
that's the life of all musicians, really. Yes. Yeah, that everyone always thinks, like, surely they don't do anything.
Isn't that interesting? That's
yes. Yes, it is interesting. Well, because you know why? Because sometimes it is true. Let's just be cut to the chase. A lot of musicians are living on their girlfriend's couch, and that's sort of how that, you know, that rumor gets started. But it doesn't mean that everybody... you know, the thing is, you look around here, everyone is a musician around here. There's so many super talented people. It just makes you realize you can be a fantastic musician and still be a great dad and have a job and be an artist and do all these other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me say hi to my girlfriend. Hi, Becca. Did you hear that? What she said? There's people living off their girlfriends. No, not me.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now. I'm like, let's change the subject, and we know it's out there today. You're listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. See, there we go. Subject changed.
Okay.
All right. Well, so then,
can I say something about Penny for Poe?
Yeah.
Thanks to that song, I was invited. I think that was what opened the door for me to be invited already twice to Edgar Allan Poe's house in Baltimore. And it's a treat. It's one of the things that music brings, you know, it's wonderful.
You give, and then it finds a way to give back to you.
It's just incredible that happened.
So they love the song then?
Yeah, yeah.
And so how did you send it to them when you finished?
It's somebody from Baltimore, a writer from Baltimore, was just coming through here, passing through.
Ah.
He was here, played at Johnny's. He read his thing at Johnny's, and I played my song there. And he said, you know what? And
then, at Johnny's up the road here.
Right.
Oh.
It's a great place. So they...
Totally.
He said, hey, when I'm going back to Baltimore, I'm going to tell them about you. So that's how it just came about.
Oh, that's awesome. So completely kismet then.
Right.
That's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. And note to self, like, if you want to try to get in good graces, maybe write a song and maybe it'll take you somewhere. Like, who would have known?
Right. Yeah, I didn't do it for that.
Right.
But, you know,
well, because
No, but there's people that I heard that they would do, like, for the city. Like,
sure.
This city, nobody wrote a song about this
city. Right, right.
So
or
write
this
a song
chocolate
about
bar.
That,
right.
And boom. And then in that city, they start
this
playing
cereal.
It. Come over.
Yeah, yeah. That's called marketing.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It didn't happen like that.
Yeah, most musicians are not good at that kind of thing. So.
And I don't want to be.
Yeah, that's
think
less
too much
fun.
About that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's wonderful.
It's wonderful that happened like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so will this new CD, Del Rio, will it also be like your first CD? Will it be completely bilingual? Are you planning
absolutely.
On doing that? That worked for you before, or are you doing it again?
Yes, that part is going to be there. Bilingual, everything
Were
translated,
you?
Both languages.
Okay, okay, okay. Very exciting. Very exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. Well, so before I forget, let's just say that someone's listening and wants to find out more about you. Where would be the best place for them to... Should they just Google Luis Del Rio?
Well, I have...
And is it L-U-I-S?
L-U-I-S, and then D, as in Daniel, E-L... R-I-O.
So okay. Luis del Rio.
And you can find...
So if they Google Luis del Rio...
They could, but there's Bandcamp. They go luisdelrio.bandcamp.com.
Okay. So
or Reverb Nation. I'm there.
So you're
Luis del Rio Reverb Nation actually has more information.
Okay. So Reverb Nation or Bandcamp, they can find your information. And when you get your new stuff finished, you'll put that up as well?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And if there's any agent out there, a producer...
who's looking for someone who could...
drives you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think a manager is. It definitely helps to make it easier to organize for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's kind of a mythical creature, right? Because I haven't found.
They want money.
Really?
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Well, whatever I make, they can not make it much.
Yeah. You know? Right. So right. Yeah. I'll give you a percentage of what.
Right. Yeah. More work on percentage.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. 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 I think that's probably how it usually works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the more they book you, then. Cha-ching.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it has been going well because when I started, it was like, well, let's see what happens, you know? Like,
yeah.
For me, it was one step at a time. I had a CD and people are saying, where are you playing? Where are you playing? I was like, oh, do I have to play now? But coming from the visual art world, it's like, I painted that. Go look at it. What do you want me to do? Paint it again? Okay.
And again and again and again.
Right. So there's something that, you know, about playing live that I find out.
Right.
You know, oh, this is good.
It's a totally different art form.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm doing, you
performance
know,
art.
Right.
Yeah.
But it took a lot at first to, like, book everything and all that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Right now, it's kind of easing my load because now there has been some people approaching me instead of me approaching
nice,
them. So,
nice. See, nice.
I mean, even yeah. You know, you invited me here.
That's
I didn't
right.
have to say, hey, I want to be on the radio. Get me here.
No,
you know?
That's right.
So
yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
helps.
I was like, hey, Luis, been a while.
Right.
Why don't you come on again?
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Well, I was thinking, you know, you had mentioned you'd be getting started on a new CD. And so I was thinking, I wonder if he started.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, perfect. Perfect, yeah. Perfect. All right, well, shall we hear another song then off of one of your CDs?
Sure.
I've got both of them here.
I don't know. You want to listen to another of my new one?
Yes, so that's exactly what I want, is to listen to one of your new ones.
Okay.
Another exclusive premiere on WCOM's Licks and Lyrics show. What are we going to hear now?
It's called Saltimbanqui.
Saltimbanqui.
La gente que habla español va a entender que es un saltimbanqui, pero lo tengo que traducir. In English, it's like a juggler, a tumbler, but it's kind of medieval, you know,
creature. Yeah, the jester.
Yeah, he's going around town and, you know, juggling
troubadour
a lot of things.
Type
so
of thing, yeah.
I'm playing with that idea in my life. You know, going around. I've been so many places. And yeah,
right,
like,
right,
I have a daughter, I have a job,
artist,
I'm a musician.
I'm
and
this. Yeah.
So I'm just kind of putting all that together and having fun with it.
Oh, that's fun.
So
that's
that song.
Eso es el número qué?
Número seis.
Okay. Okay. Saltimbanqui.
Saltimbanqui.
Saltimbanqui. Luis del Rio. On WCOM.
Tiempo van las horas por mis suelas y el deber calavera nunca chilla, pero igual se da a entender. Como un saltimbanqui siempre a punto de caer, con mis platos apilados y atrasado el alquiler. La red un día cayó, el ángel se la llevó. Por un hilo de la sombra se sostiene mi niñez y colgado a tu cariño soy un sueño sin ayer que vive pariendo pajaritos de papel buscando su turno al sol. Que me enseña a querer. Yo le pago la terapia con salchichas. La foto de Pugliese en un clavo en la pared. Pa' la misa del exilio dice que le va a chachar. La red un día cayó, el ángel se la llevó. Por un hilo de la sombra se sostiene mi niñez, y colgado a tu cariño como un sueño sin ayer, que vive pariendo pajaritos de papel, buscando su turno al sol.
Very nice, Luis Del Rio on WCOM. Very nice. Luis, you've got another great song there. And tell us about that one again.
That was Saltimbanqui.
Saltimbanqui.
And Daniel Chapet está en la armónica. Es harmonica playing
there. Y él vive en...
Vive en Argentina.
En Argentina.
Y también Ezequiel Agüero, que está en el contrabajo.
Ajá.
Y en la anterior, de Poe, ahí estaba Sebastián Sassali, que es el bandoneón. Es el bandoneón player.
Okay.
This is really, they're all great musicians.
Yeah, how nice that and you know these people from
music in Argentina, music life in Argentina.
Right, from playing with them before.
No, not all of them. Some of them I have seen before, some not, but they have been very generous and friendly with me, so I'm really
nice.
Appreciate it.
And you found the same here?
Yes, it's the same. They're a very generous community here.
Yeah, that's good.
For some reason, there it's easier to schedule things. And
where? Here?
In Argentina.
Oh, in the, like, are you talking about in the studios?
In the studios or for other things. I don't know why, it's more... It's easier, you know, the scheduling part.
Yeah.
And also there's something about me being from there that they when they hear my songs, they kind of get it, especially in Spanish.
Right.
You know, right there, it's like I don't have to translate. And if it has a tango aspect, I don't have to explain what it is.
Uh-huh,
so that
uh-huh,
really helps,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh. So you really prefer going back there to get is that where you start normally then?
Yes.
I start
recording?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you're writing your songs then, are you generally writing them in Spanish or now that you've are you sort of when you because I mean Penny for Poe that was in English.
Right.
Are you writing that the whole thing in English? Or are you how does it work for you?
Well, it depends. You know, where the inspiration is coming from, what's the story, you know, a Penny for Poe, it makes sense to make it in English.
Mm-hmm.
My preference usually is for Spanish,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's just, you don't want to force it. It doesn't come. I think I tried with Poe, doing it in Spanish at first. It's not feeling.
No. Yeah, well, the alliteration also.
It wasn't doing it. So it's kind of by chance. Sometimes it happens that it's both languages, like Clementina, you know.
Yeah,
and then one language bursts into
the other.
It's usually Spanish into the English.
Okay.
But no, I see what happens and I try to respond to the spirit of the song and not force anything. So if I feel it rolls in Spanish, I go there, you know, it's kind of, and if not.
And are you playing on the guitar?
Yes.
Okay.
I do it on the guitar. Some I composed on the piano.
Okay. But most of your composition is guitar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mainly the guitar. And yeah, it's kind of a mysterious process. I love it. You know, where it's coming from. And me coming from working with visual art, something very concrete and tangible.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, worked with.
So that was that's where you started. You started in the visual arts.
Right. And I love pottery and sculpture, you know. So those are Yeah, and then the painting. So,
and your studio is in Durham, is that right?
In Durham, okay. Yeah. So I have everything there. And so from going from there, very tangible, you can see it. Tomorrow yeah. we'll look at you back. It's there, right. you know, 3D, whatever. To this thing that is like up in the air. It's kind of,
right.
and where is it coming
that's right.
from?
And if you don't record it, then unless you're doing it, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to.
Moment.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you start something and you think, oh, it's great. But it kind of, you know, week after week, and it's not going anywhere. So you got to leave it.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, does that happen the same way in visual art then as well? Because that's sort of like where you're like, ah, yeah, this really wasn't as good as I thought, and I'm going to leave it now. And maybe you come back to it later,
right.
maybe you don't.
Yeah, but there's something different with visual art, I think, because it's there, and it's the thing of being tangible, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to reproduce it again and go play it again. It's mm-hmm. like, is that, oh, now I see this part. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole thing is in front of you always.
Right.
You know,
right,
the music
right.
you have to start playing is
in
you're working
moment.
With time, mm-hmm. succession.
Yes, absolutely.
So you got to go again. So
yeah,
sort of different.
Yeah, yeah. So different approach. Very interesting. Very interesting. All right. Well, let's see. You are listening to WCUMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough. This is the Licks and Lyrics Show. I've got Luis Del Rio live in the studio with us today, and he was kind enough to bring in his demo of his soon-to-be-finished, not quite yet finished, still in the works, almost finished, mm-hmm. will be finished in the next couple of months, I guess.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah,
and
that's a plan.
That's Del Rio. And uh-huh. that'll be your second CD.
Yes.
And then we've also got Not Mine. Should we hear something else off of Not Mine?
If you want to.
I think we want to. What should we play?
How about number 5, Come and Go?
Come and Go. Come and Go. This
so
is
one in English, one in Spanish.
Ah, look at
look
you.
At
que, qué listo eres. Qué bien. Come and Go. This is Luis Del Rio off the Not Mine CD on WCOM.
Station, Noel and I never asked a question. Aren't we too young to have a child? As the months pass by, we decided on the night. The doctor who took the cash said, you better hide. I don't know how I hit the road. My blood was running cold. The only thing my father taught me was how to drive. The station had a sign. Might as well sum up my life. Those neon letters keep flashing in my mind. Said, come and go. Isn't it funny how I go? This pain made me go from town to town. Memories of the tears are burning me. You're pressing on the pedal to like mushroom clouds. If only alcohol could help erase it all.
California just in time. I heard that there's an ocean as big as this emotion, and blue and deep and healing as her eyes. To me it's come and go, gasoline mixed with love, when all you want is to put out a fire. Come and go, I don't know where I belong. I hope it's not this place I feel inside.
Del Rio Come and Go off of the Not Mine CD. Very nicely done. And looking at this CD, let's just say that someone wanted to buy this CD. What would be the best way for someone to... are you a CD baby or...
No, they can go to the Bandcamp there.
Or the Reverb Nation and check you out there. And
no, actually only the Bandcamp. Okay. Well, actually they can check in Reverb Nation. But
to buy
the full album, downloading it, would be luisderrio.bandcamp.com.
Okay, and Luis is L-U-I-S-D-E-L.
R-I-O. Correct.
Okay. Luis Del Rio.
Everybody repeat.
L-U-I-S-D-E-L-E-R-I-O.
That's right.
Okay. Perfect. Wonderful. All right, Luis Del Rio, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show, and I'm so glad that you came in, and I'll look for hearing more from you. We've got time for one more song, maybe. What do you think? You've got the CD, or
why don't you play number 3, Una Pluma en el Costado? Number 3, not mine.
Of the Una Pluma en el Costado, y que es un costado.
A feather on her side. That's what it means.
El costado es.
Yeah, on her side.
¿Qué significa eso? ¿Es una pájaro? ¿Qué es un pájaro?
Un pájaro.
Es un pájaro.
A feather on her side. In this case, it's more like a tattoo, to tell the truth.
A
tattoo of a feather on the side.
One of those feathers. Interesting. Right. One of those feathers. Not one of those. Okay. All right. So, un tatuaje. Entonces, estamos hablando de un tatuaje en vez de una pluma.
Sí.
Okay. Bueno.
Pero ya me revelaste la canción. Está, no la escucho. No, todavía vale.
Okay. Vamos a escuchar. Una pluma en el costado. Luis Del Rio on WCOM.
Al costado es una rosa nacida del frío. Dicen que uno nunca es uno mismo sin las heridas que el tiempo ha dejado. Y tiene una cama con sábanas lila y sueños alados que enredan su almohada. Hay un espejo que niega su cara cuando se mira sus pechos de niña y canta: dame un amor que despeje esta niebla, dame un amor que anule el abismo,
cántame la canción de la tierra, no me dejes aquí en el olvido. Sube el sol y llega con resaca, recordando la noche en caída, con todos los que huyen deprisa para saber si la vida es la nada. Por las noches le pregunta al viento si el amor es solo un sentimiento, si la soledad sabe siempre a vacío. Dame un amor que me saque este frío, dame un amor que despeje esta niebla, dame un amor que anule el abismo. Cántame la canción de la tierra, no me dejes aquí en el olvido.
Una pluma en el costado, esas canciones Luis del Río, que está aquí ahora en WCOM. Muchísimas gracias, Luis, por venir acá hoy. Qué gusto. Yes, you are so much fun. Thank you again for coming on. And I look forward to hearing Del Río when it is complete. So good luck with finishing up. It sounds like, I mean, the ideas are coming to you still. So
yes.
So, but it's... but. It's almost done.
No, we're
done.
Close. We're very close. Thank you so much for having me here in this program. It's lots of fun.
Yes, yes. Always fun. Always fun. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and I will look forward to seeing you again in the future. And once again, you can check out Luis Del Río if you go to his Bandcamp or his Reverb Nation page, and you can buy his CD off of the Bandcamp page, which is Luis Del Río, LuisDelRio.
Bandcamp.com. Yes, correct. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. So thank you again. Muchísimas gracias.
De nada.
And estamos escuchando a WCOMFM.org, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough. This has been Luis on the Licks and Lyrics Show. Luis and Luis. Luisa. Y Luis.
Ahí está, los Luises.
Los Luises, sí.
Hola, Luises.
And the Heroes of Hokum is coming on with John T. Coming on right now.